Hi, honey. Are you ready for your bedtime story tonight? Yeah? Good. Go ahead and get all snuggled up in bed. I'll tuck you in nice and tight. And I'll read you Just Plain Cat by Nancy Robinson. And this is what it's about. Chris didn't think it was very friendly to have a no cats allowed sign in the kitchen. After all, Tiger is too little to do anything wrong, isn't he? But before too long, Chris finds out that Tiger is determined to live up to his name. And after everything is going wrong at school, too. His new teacher is called Mrs. Marmalscream. That was a hard name, Marmalscream. And his former best friend, Peter, has suddenly changed. Will things ever be normal again? So let's go ahead and get all snug and read the first chapter. It's called Unfair. Chris woke up. Today was the first day of school. He was starting the third grade, and he was in a terrible mood. When he went to get dressed, he remembered that he had nothing new to wear, not even a new t-shirt. "You don't need a new thing this year," his mother said cheerfully. "Everything still fits." That made Chris miserable. If everything still fit, even his pants, he hadn't grown much over the summer. That meant that every girl in the class would still be taller than Chris. He saw himself surrounded by giant girls. It was like a nightmare. Maybe some of them got a little shorter over the summer, he thought. No, that never happened. That was just too much to hope for. His feet hadn't even grown. He could still wear the same worn-out sneakers. That had really made his mother happy. "Thank goodness they fit," his mother had said. "We're a little short of money right now." Chris's father was a photographer. He worked very hard, but he didn't always get paid on time. Chris often heard his father complain about all the rich people who owed him money for photographs. It made Chris angry to think that some big shot businessman owed his father a bunch of money, and Chris was the one who had to suffer. It was just so unfair. But sometimes Chris got angry at his father, too. Why couldn't his father have an ordinary job at an office, the kind where you brought home money every week? Then they would be able to go away on a summer vacation like everyone else. Then his parents would stop having those boring discussions about rent, food prices, and electric bills. Chris didn't even get a new book bag this year. He would have to carry the same old beat-up blue bag with his last year's notebook in it. And he would have to use an old chewed-up pencil that his mother found. The eraser on it was okay, and it writes just the same, his mother had said, but Chris decided he would do his best to lose it the first day. "It's not fair," Chris whispered over and over. "It's just not fair." He looked in the mirror to see how sad and miserable he looked, but it was no good. He just looked sulky. Chris spent the next few minutes in front of the mirror. He could hear his mother in the kitchen. Finally, he was satisfied with the expression on his face. A little sad, but not angry. Helpless. A pitiful short kid. That would make his mother feel bad. Now he just had to hold that expression until he got to the kitchen. When Chris passed the living room, he heard snoring. He peeked in the door. There was his father, fast asleep on the couch. His father was wearing the same clothes he had worn the day before. Chris knew his father had been working all night printing photographs. Chris's father never had to send rolls of film to the camera store. He did it all at home in a small dark room right behind the kitchen. All weekend he had been in his dark room. He had no time for Chris. Chris suddenly realized he might be late for school. He didn't have time to go back to the mirror and get that pitiful expression back on his face. So he tiptoed past the living room, down the hall, and into the kitchen. The kitchen was a mess. There were brown bottles of chemicals all over the place. His father's print dryer was sitting on the breakfast table, and Chris could hear the water running in the dark room. That meant there were more photographs being washed. The job wasn't finished yet. His mother looked tired. Chris was sure she had been up all night, helping his father dry photographs. She looked at Chris as if she were surprised to see him. "Hi, dear," she said. Then she tried to clear a little space on the table. She put down a bowl and began pouring cereal into it. "Isn't there something else?" Chris asked. "I don't like that cereal." His mother stopped pouring cereal. For a moment, she looked like she was going to cry. "Well, you certainly woke up on the wrong side of the bed." Chris sat down quietly, ate his least favorite cereal. His mother poured herself a cup of coffee and sat down across from Chris. She sighed. "I'm sorry, Chris. I can't cook anything with these chemicals around, okay? I'll make you waffles tomorrow." "Doesn't matter," said Chris. But it did matter. Wasn't there anything special about today? Shouldn't he be treated differently? After all, he was a third grader for the first time in his whole life. His mother looked at the clock and jumped up. She opened the print dryer and carefully took out a photograph. It was a photograph of the inside of a factory. There were bottles lined up as far as the eye could see. It was a beautiful photograph, Chris thought. His mother went into the dark room and came back carrying another wet photograph. She put it on a shiny sheet metal, like a cookie sheet. "Mom," Chris knew this wasn't the right time to ask, but he couldn't help it. His mother was trying to get the extra water off the photo with a rubber tool called a squeegee. "Mom," he said again, "when Orpex pays Daddy, can we get a kitten?" "Oh, Christopher." His mother turned the photo over and began wiping the water off the other side. "You know it's not just the money. There are 50 different reasons why we can't have a cat." 50? Chris was shocked. Yesterday, there had only been 4 reasons, and he was ready with the answers to all 4. Today there were 50. Chris subtracted in his head. How could he come up with answers to 46 more questions? His mother laid the damp photo on the dryer and pulled a cloth tightly over it. She looked at the clock. Chris waited. He waited her full attention. When she sat down and sipped her coffee, Chris began, "Look, Mom, I've got it all figured out, you see. It won't cost you hardly anything. You'll get the kitchen at Bite a Wee Home. That's $7 and a little more for shots." I said the kitchen. "You'll get the kitten at the Bite a Wee Home. That's $7 and a little more shots. I'll pay my whole allowance for cat food plus the money I get from Mrs. Hawkins for errands. We can have its claws taken out like Veronica's cat so it won't scratch the furniture." Chris took a deep breath and went on. "I'll feed it and change the litter so there won't be any work for you. And..." Chris stopped. His mind went blank. He had the feeling he had only answered 3 of the 4 reasons. He counted quickly to himself. 1, too expensive. 2, scratching the furniture. 3, too much work. What was the 4th reason? He knew he had an answer to that one, too. "The main thing," his mother said slowly, "is your father's dark room. We can't have cat hairs around. It would ruin his negatives." "I'll keep him out," Chris shouted. "I'll make a gate, a special gate, so he can't get through. Oh, please, Mom, please." His mom stood up. She came over to hug Chris. Chris pulled away from her, even though he didn't mean to. "We'll talk about it later," his mother whispered. "Hurry up or you'll be late." She handed him his lunchbox. Chris forgot everything when he saw that lunchbox. It was his 2nd grade lunchbox, and it had a picture of some rabbits dressed in bathing suits having a picnic. In 2nd grade, Chris had thought it was a pretty nice lunchbox. But he couldn't bring a lunchbox like that to 3rd grade. "Mom, couldn't I bring my lunch in a paper bag?" "Don't be silly," his mother said. "That gets too expensive." End of chapter 1. So tomorrow night we'll read chapter 2, called Veronica. Sleep well.